back to Kite Snails and the podcast.
Kite Snails 2.0.
Kite Snails 2.0.
The podcast.
Kite Snails.
Kite Snails 2.0.
Okay.
This is our first podcast and we don't know what to do.
But we know what we're going to talk about, I think. We have three things to talk about just in case, but we're going to start with zodiac signs, star signs, whatever.
We don't know why, but this is... We're both like kind of interested in them in a weird way. I'm an Aquarius.
I'm a Pisces, but I don't act like a Pisces.
We're a week apart.
Yeah.
But she...
I was supposed to be an Aquarius, but I'm not.
I was supposed to be born like the end of March, but it's fine. So, but I wonder if that changes it, though. When you're supposed to be born?
Because I was supposed to be born an Aquarius, but you're not. You don't act like a Pisces.
But that wouldn't mean a Pisces, would it? What's after Pisces?
But I know Pisces is till the end of March, or almost the end, it's like the 24th or something like that of March.
Yeah, but
it's okay. I think it is. So, but yeah, my sign Pisces is supposed to be like calm and like sweet and
kind of laid back,
generous and stuff like that.
But also can like snap.
Yeah, but like don't get on their bad side, which I guess that's kind of like me, but like
I think you fall more in Aquarius.
Yeah.
Aquarius is like they hide their feelings, are kind of crazy. They're usually, they have like two different moods. It's like either they get really mad sometimes, but they don't always show it.
Yeah.
They, like if you get them mad, they probably won't talk to you, or they'll just talk.
Definitely talk to you.
It's, they're complicated. And there's some that, like, are supposed to be... Most, and it's kind of scary, sociopaths are Aquarius because they hide their feelings and they start to not feel them or something, like...
Yeah, they start to, like...
Because I watched a whole document on that, like, two weeks ago, and it was kind of scary. The whole documentary.
I watched a whole document on that. I don't know... Okay, hold on. We should just talk about, like, all of those.
Okay.
So we talked about Pisces. That's me. I'm kind of boring.
I don't really know much about Virgo, but I've met a few Virgos that I do not like. I know the people that are Virgos that aren't.
I know
they're always on my bad
side.
Some
Virgos I really don't like, and some Virgos I do like. Virgos are like neat and like tidy, and they get annoyed really easy. Like they're very irritable.
It seems like they're either really immature
or really way too mature. Like so mature that they're immature.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We all here irritating these
Cancer.
Virgos.
I don't really
know much about.
That's
cancer,
the crab.
So. I don't really know any. Aries are freaking crazy. But I think they're my favorite.
What's Pisces? What type of sign? Because mine's an...
The thing's like a fish. I thought it was a water sign.
No, is it like an air sign?
It was an air sign.
I don't know what Aquarius is. Aquarius is a
water sign.
No, it's not a water sign because it's an air sign. But it's water, but it's not...
Yeah, mine's an air sign.
To be confused with the
air
sign. With the water sign, I mean.
Yeah.
Is yours like open or closed? Like mindset wise, man, I don't remember.
Man, we need to learn more about our own zodiac signs. Sorry,
Aries.
They're insane, and they're like very very childish most of the time. I really like Aries though. Most Aries, like Julian Salamita.
I don't know any Aries.
I don't think I know any real. Well, we know Stephanie, but she's.
It's different.
She seems more like a Virgo to me, which is like the opposite of an Aries.
Kinda. I know some get together, like get along really well. Mm-hmm. Some don't.
Like
get
some
along.
Are compatible. And the other ones
apparently, are. Pisces and Aquarius too.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Leos. I know a lot of Leos. Most of my family's Leos. Andy's a Leo. My mom's a Leo. Because that's like August, and I know way too many Leos. I don't like Capricorns.
Oh.
Yeah. Capricorns, they're just like kind of annoying. Some of them are okay, most of them.
Other
ones are really annoying.
I think so. I think they're really needy.
Yeah. And they get
attention
wise,
and they don't get what they want, and they
don't like it.
But they also, they like feel a lot of emotion.
They're emotional, yeah. They're like emotional and
so it's
needy.
Good and bad.
But sometimes they can be annoying. Sometimes they're like cool though. They're kind of like a mix of different signs. Honestly, I don't know any Sagittarius.
I don't think I'm fully in a, like, I couldn't say I'm just an Aquarius.
No.
And you couldn't say you're just a Pisces because you're barely a Pisces.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you have Aries in you.
I probably do.
Honestly, I'm saying too. But like, have you ever met a Taurus?
Probably.
Cam's a Taurus.
Yeah.
I love Tauruses. Tauruses?
Tauruses.
They're so funny and easy to get along with.
We need to learn more about our own signs.
We could do a part two.
We'll do a part two.
Zodiac signs.
We will do a part two.
Snail kite.
Of snail kite 2.0.
Kite snails.
Kite snails 2.0. What the heck?
By the way we came up with that was over the random word generator, and it was kite snails. Well, it was a bug. That was my finger.
Yeah, so it's like penny tees for iCarly, if you know what that is.
If you know what iCarly is, then you were born at the right time. Not gonna lie. Just kidding. I wish I was born in the 80s.
We're 2000 babies.
I wish I was born in the 80s just because.
Yeah.
I liked it more.
I feel like if you. No one wants to be born in the time period they're born in.
No. Like, they're always gonna be like a cooler time period.
I feel like I was not meant to be born here, but I don't know. Because maybe in the 80s I should have been born, like the 60s. Yeah. I don't know.
60s? I should have been born in the
middle. I would have loved to be born in the 50s.
That would have been so cute.
But also, there's a bunch of
stuff was going
on. Segregation, like women's rights, black rights, just.
Yeah. Sure, the clothes was.
The clothes and like music is cool, but that's about it.
Music, yeah, but whatever. It's not really
fashion music. It was kind of a big time, but like the Roaring Twenties would have been kind of cool.
But also like horrible.
Also terrible. Cause, like, you know, going through the Great Depression would have sucked.
Yeah. But also like,
because if you want to, but the Roaring Twenties, you were during the Great Depression.
Yeah. Also, a lot of stuff has gone wrong. Like now, though, like people are
like Gen Z screwed. Like,
yeah,
we're screwed.
We're not.
Global warming, we're screwed.
We really are. Like, sorry, but in the next, like, 30 years...
Our planet's not going to be... You can't live on it. It's going to be inhabitable.
I don't want to live in an oxygen mask in the blazing heat.
We spend so much money destroying our planet, and then we spend, like... Instead of fixing it, and then spend other money trying to find another one we can live on instead of fixing the one we have.
Yeah,
that we know we can live on.
Like, I have this thing on my Instagram. It just says we don't have a planet to be. And that's true. Like, I don't want to live on, like, Mars.
I don't want to have to go in, like, a spaceship for, like, 40 years in, like, a capsule. So I can... I don't know how... I don't know anything. But...
Blast.
And we're going to be the ones that have to fix it.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that are aware of it.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that are aware of it trying to fix it.
People in, like, middle school, most people don't pay attention to it. Especially not, like, high schoolers. They're just, like...
I say if you're, like, 20,
yeah.
Those are the people that are starting to realize that...
Because
they're going to have to grow up, and that's going to be
their
job.
Their
problem. Their kid's problem.
Oh, my God. Like...
Like, imagine being born right now. You have nothing...
To look for.
Well, I don't know that. We don't know that, but...
We don't know that the global warming is going to, like...
feel like...
Murder us all, but...
I think it's more likely than it not happening, that it will.
Yeah. And, like, our planet.
People, I mean, there has to be another planet out there that we could go to, but that's...
Nobody...
That's going to cost so much money.
How are you going
to get We have a planet.
On a different planet.
We have a planet now.
Yeah.
And with overpopulation, global warming, pollution, there's so much trash. Like, it's just...
Like, last year, I started researching, like, the trash island and stuff like that. Because we were doing a speech. We were doing it on water use, but I got into, like, the trash island and stuff like that. And, like, I'm glad there's a lot of people now that are, like, actually paying attention to, like, what's happening. But there's, like, not
they
a ton of people.
They see that the world's kind of falling apart.
Yeah, I'm like, I really... Sounds like those things about
me. Yeah.
But, like... I really want to, like, grow up and live a cool life. It's, like, safe to live in.
There's still places you can go.
I'm not about to, like, have kids in a world like this.
Like, where we live in North Carolina, and it's very, like, woodsy. There's not, like, big cities, really.
There's not a ton of...
But if you go, like, even if you just go to, like, Asheville.
There's just factories.
It's so different. Factories, you go to, you see the factories, but, like, when we... And then that, compare that to, like, New York.
Yeah. Like, if Asheville is, like, a lot of, like, pollution and stuff like that.
Even Charlotte has more, like...
Yeah. Machinery and stuff like that that's, like, doing things to the air.
Jesus. Water pollution is, like, you can't... You can only filter water so much.
Yeah, I know.
And you can all... I mean, yeah, the water tackle's endless, but...
Is it?
No, it's going to be pure water like falling from the sky when you pollute it that much. And yeah. You got to think about... There's animals. There's life, you know, in the ocean. And there's a lot... There's, like... I think I read something yesterday. It was, like, there's half as many straws in the ocean as there are fish.
Yeah.
That's not... Sad. Oh, God.
Like...
And people always talk about straws, but there's a lot more you can do than buy a metal straw. Yeah, yeah, that's really good, but there's a lot more you could do.
Like, do that. Yeah, you get reusable, like, everything, honestly. They pretty much make reusable, like, they make reusable in cups and stuff like that. But, like...
Yeah, water bottles.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I read a thing... Okay, this is different. This is, like, about tampons and pads, about how... bad they are and how long they take to decompose.
Yeah.
And they're like using menstrual cups, but that's kind of different.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I mean, you do if like, you want to, but that's like,
you know, like
if you want to do that, do it, but it's kind of your choice.
I don't know.
There's
I
a
like
lot of like
else.
Plastic bags.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna throw away, you know how those like you buy a pack of cans, it's like six or mm-hmm. eight. And they have the little rings around them. Cut them. Just cut them.
Yeah.
Cut them. And my mom, when we go to the beach, we always cut them before we put them in. And we recycle them.
Yeah. Get a recycling bin.
Just recycle. Not at my school. My elementary school. We went outside one day, my mom, because she's a teacher, and they dumped the recycling bin in the trash can. And he's fired. Just saying. He's fired. Because there's no point in the teachers having separate recycling bins if he's going to dump it in the trash.
And take, like, Zaxby's or, like, Chick-fil-A or something. Like, they, like, the packaging and stuff like that.
No. Sorry.
I feel like, I wish there was, like, restaurants and, like, fast food places where you have to bring, it's kind of, like, hard, but where you have to bring, like your
Tupperware
stuff,
or something.
Like, Tupperware. So they don't have to give you, like, paper and, like, tinfoil and stuff like that.
Tinfoil's...
Yeah. And, like,
paper decomposes over time. Styrofoam's terrible. Styrofoam does not.
It doesn't decompose.
And then there's... Chipotle uses, like, not Chipotle. What is it? It's one restaurant. They have, like, these... It's cardboard. You can tell. It looks different. Like, it looked like... It's not, like, one color. It's not, like, white or brown. It's, like, messed different colors.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, a box. And you... After you, like, take your food out of it, you get it in water and you put it outside. And it says within 10 days it'll turn into soil. So it's not like complete, it's like compost kind of.
It's like the soil, like.
And you can use a compost bin. That's just, yeah. That's completely different from recycling, but like.
You can use
that's one. Good for your soil helps. Instead of just throwing it away.
Yeah.
You can make your own. Pretty good idea. How do we get off on this?
I don't know.
We're talking about global warming.
Yeah. We were talking about zodiac signs and I got into global warming.
We have a few topics, but this is kind of an interesting topic. And
yeah,
I was thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking about people that, like, I have a lot of belief in, like, science. And I know a lot, it's just theories.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of evidence to back it up. And it just makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. But, like,
yeah.
People that don't believe in, quote-unquote, aliens. Like, I'm not saying... I don't think it has to be, like, a UFO with, like, this big, tall thing with a round head. Like, it doesn't... That's not...
No. Like, nobody has...
That's a stereotypical whatever. But we cannot be the only living life forms in this universe. Our solar system and then just our galaxy. Do you know how small we are?
Like...
We're like a speck.
Like a tiny little speck.
Like, our minds can't even...
Like, I was watching a video and it was just stuff, like, zooming out from, like, the Earth. And, like, out of our solar system and everything, and I was like, we don't even know what that is, what it looks like, nothing.
But we know we're nothing compared to it.
Yeah.
The size-wise.
Like, people who are, like, UFOs, I have, like, pictures of UFOs. Like, okay. But, like, if I believe in aliens,
I believe in other. I don't think of the stereotypical alien. I think of that there's something else out there because it doesn't make sense. Yeah. It does not make
sense. Something else living. But, like, I feel like they exist, but they haven't visited our planet.
Well, think about.
I think maybe they have, but.
Probably other planets. You think about it. There's probably. Yeah. And there's probably something that couldn't come to our planet in the first place. Yeah. Because they can't live here.
Yeah. Like, we can't live on other planets.
Maybe like, I can't even comprehend how many other planets there has to be.
Yeah.
Like, just our solar system is just. And then on our galaxy, the Milky Way, and then there's. The whole, what are they called?
What?
Like. I don't know. What if, like, our galaxy is part of a solar system?
I've thought about that before.
And then there's, like, one big solar system.
Yeah, and we're just part of it. That's, like, doing
the And then there's another one that, like, that solar system's part of.
Yeah.
And just keeps getting bigger. And, like, our galaxy is kind of like a planet. And then.
Yeah.
Multiple galaxies are like a planet, and then.
But it's not like a planet, it's just like another galaxy.
Another galaxy.
Inside something else that we don't even know what it's called or what it does or how it functions.
I believe there's many other life forms.
Can we talk about flat earthers for a minute?
Flat earth, yeah.
Oh, what do you think about that?
I mean, gravity.
Yeah.
Is a thing. You're not gonna fall off the earth.
You can't.
We have.
There's not like an edge of the
supposedly, I'm pretty sure we have pictures of the solar system. They're not going to waste all that money, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure we have videos.
It's kind of like people think the moon landing's fake. I don't know.
I don't think it is, but.
I've seen some pretty.
I'm always going to question stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sure, they say that there's hard proof, but there's never like hard proof.
No.
Like facts, there never is, really. And like, I've seen like memes and stuff like that, where they're like. Yeah, all the other planets are round, and Earth is just flying through space like a frisbee, like those things. It's like, I guess that's
and
possible.
And I've seen other things that say, like, just because we're all other living life forms is why our planet's flat, but that makes absolutely
that
no sense.
Sense to me. And, like, if the Earth was flat, I think you'd be able to, like,
you could tell.
There'd be an end of it.
And Earth. Yeah, no.
I mean, there is, but you can't, like, reach it.
And what do they want the bottom to look like? Like, no.
Like, globes and stuff, like, confuse me, kind of. Because, like, gravity's, like, weird, and, like, Australia's, like, upside down or whatever.
It doesn't make sense for, because gravity wouldn't be pulling
but
one direction.
Yeah.
Because the center of the Earth, that's what's pulling us.
Yeah.
The gravitational pull, and it stops at one point. But if it was flat, it would pull on the bottom, and then it wouldn't.
And if you take someone in, like, Australia and then someone, like, here, if you can both dig, like, in the ground,
and
that makes me, like, question how
it's not like the universe is facing one direction.
Yeah.
It's not like you can flip the universe
There'd
upside down.
There'd be, like, a bottom of the planet.
There's not, like, a bottom of the universe where it just stops.
Yeah.
It's like a big black box.
Yeah.
With planets floating around. That's not, I don't think that's how it
Yeah.
I don't even understand it.
I know. Some people are like, but there's like continents or whatever. Some people look at the like globe and stuff like that as if it's like different like lands that are like flat.
Yeah.
And they're like stackable kind of. And you can just like hop off of one of them and get on the other one. But like that would still say that the Earth is flat and has like multiple different little like flat continents and stuff. But that's not like how it works. It's like all.
I'm
Yeah.
Almost 99.9% sure the Earth is round.
Round.
Plus, they've talked about, you know, how pressure out in space, pressure and, like, temperature, and it kind of makes sense for it to be round because it would be compressed.
Yeah, and more.
Maybe not all planets are round.
Yeah, maybe there is a different solar system where the planets are not planets. They're just, like, little disks.
I mean, there's, you know how there's, like, rings around Saturn?
Yeah.
That's, like, a disk, but that's completely different.
But it's, like.
But maybe there's, like, one that has a planet, and it has, like, that's a planet.
Yeah. Maybe there's a planet with a planet around it.
It's kind of, well, it's a solar system. But yeah.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Like Saturn's little ring. Another planet. That'd be cool, though. What if there's planets where you can jump off the planet?
Jump off of. There might be. There's, gravity doesn't have to exist in all planets,
doesn't
right?
It doesn't have to exist everywhere.
I mean, it's on the moon.
Yeah.
But it's not as much. Not as strong.
So if you think about it, outside
wait,
of the solar system.
There's no gravity. Wait, it's a gravity.
There's gravity, but it's
just
like very
little.
Yeah.
Wait.
You
no, yeah, there is. You can blast.
You can.
Like, if you're in the middle of space, you can just
float around.
Float around.
But I don't think you're really floating up.
Space scares me.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you're screwed if you were just, like, got lost in space.
Oh, yeah.
Your helmet, you'd be so screwed.
So gone. Well, that was cool. Snail kites. Kite snails.
This was Kite Snails 2.0.
2.0. We're going to make these more sometimes. Somewhat.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
Well,
you can unplug your headphones now and get lost.